Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Friday afternoon, we chat to well-known and familiar faces to find out a little bit about their summer memories. And I know the weather isn't great out there today and the sun isn't shining, but it is right slap bang in the middle of July. And who better than to find out about their summer memories? This afternoon, I'm chatting to immunologist Professor Luke O'Neill. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Very happy to chat about the summer, even though it is freezing cold out there today.
I know. It does seem a little bizarre, all right, when we're talking about the summer all of the time and you're like, where on earth is the sunshine? Are you a summer fan?
Oh, God, I am. God, absolutely. Yes, I love the summer. Yeah, you have to, haven't you? You know?
More so than other seasons.
I don't mind the autumn when the leaves start to fall.
Yeah, I actually quite like autumn.
I like the autumn, yeah, but you can't beat a bit of sunshine, can you? It lifts our mood and people are in better form and all that. And then you get a holiday, a vacation as well, which is great, you know?
I only like the winter period purely for Christmas, and that's it.
Yes.
Take or leave it. Yeah. Spring the same.
Spring the same.
Summer and autumn all year round. What's your first summer memory, Luke?
Yes, I was 3 years of age in my grandmother's garden. The sun was beating down, right? I remember the green grass, very vivid, and geraniums, strangely. She had a garden, lovely geraniums. And I never forget sitting there. And I think that's my first memory of the sun and the heat and geraniums. And whenever I'd smell geraniums, then I would think of her. She passed away when I was about three. So I must have been three when I had that memory. Where did she live? In Bray. I'm from Bray.
You're from Bray, okay.
And she lived in a house on Sea Point Road. Anybody from Bray will know Sea Point Road. And lived in a nice house there, a nice garden. So that was my first memory.
Would you have spent, you know, most of your summers around Bray, around Wicklow?
If you're from Bray,
sure, why would you
it was it? One long summer holiday, honestly. It was great. It was a seaside resort. This is in the 70s now, the 80s. It'd be packed full of tourists. And of course, there was the seafront, there was Bray Head. Real summer vibe, all the kiosks selling ice cream. So every summer I was down the beach basically with my friends and swimming, climbing Bray Head and all that kind of thing. So it was very, very much a summer atmosphere. Of course, the weather was atrocious some summers. But 1976, Andrea, now you're probably too young. Do you remember that one? I wasn't born. That was one of the hottest summers on record for Ireland. And you'll see little clips of this in RTE. The sun beat down all summer long. And I remember that and hanging around Bray and hanging on the beach and all the grass and the esplanade and everything. So it's funny.
Listening to how you describe Bray, it's sort of like it kind of reminds me probably of a little bit like Bundoran.
Very similar.
Yeah, there's always that sort of summer feel and a summer vibe to it. People tend to go on holidays.
You kind of are special because you live there.
You lived in everyone else's holiday destination.
The tourists and the Dubs would come out every Saturday and Sunday. They get the 45 or the 84 out to Bray and or the train, and the place was packed from people from Dublin. And I'm thinking, this is my hometown. I'm quite proud to be here. You know?
Classic Bundoran attitude as
Similar,
well.
Similar, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's your first summer memory. Do you have a best summer holiday?
I do, yes. So when I was, I became a dad eventually, two kids. And every summer we go to Roaches Point down in Cork. My mother-in-law had a holiday home in Roaches Point. And every summer the family would go down. Then when the kids were like 9, 10, 11 years of age, they can run wild down there.
Yeah.
You may know it. It's on the Cork Harbour. There's a lighthouse, two terraces on this lighthouse.
Yeah, we spent an odd bit of summer down in Cove and Kinsale. But not so much Roaches Point.
Yeah, it's opposite Cove, actually. If you go straight from Cove out to sea, you'd hit Roaches Point. It's where the lighthouse is in Cork Harbour. And it was a fantastic time because my two boys loved it. Lots of sea activities and every house was full of people on holidays. Out in the gardens and having fun, basically. It was great. Lots of memories of those years.
Your holidays very much are staycations, Luke.
They are, because of the kids mainly. We couldn't be bothered schlepping them away overseas, you know. So yes, often we would go down there for our main summer holiday. Sometimes we go away, though, if I was at a conference. I might bring them with me occasionally to the States, for instance.
Nice.
But every summer, religiously, the first 2 weeks in August was Roaches Point.
Roaches Point.
Yep.
Is that still on the agenda?
Yeah, absolutely. We still go down. The boys have no interest now. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, so they can't be bothered. They're doing their own thing. Yeah.
But no, I'm going down in August again. I got to know some of the local people down there as well. It's a great community spirit in Roaches Point.
Yeah.
So we go down every year to meet them. You know?
Did you have a summer job when you were in college or school?
I did. I had lots of summer jobs, actually, over the years to make it my bit of money for the winter. Yeah. Kind of thing, you know. And the one that was the worst was I was 15 years of age and my dad got me a job in a butcher shop in Bray.
Oh,
and I worked in a butcher's, can you believe it, for 3 months.
It didn't entice you for the
long
haul,
no? It attracted me to biology because I saw these guts. That was the first
thing. That was the connection, is it?
Well, I learned, strangely, Andrea, I learned to be a butcher.
Right.
I was trained in the trade of butchery, and I could
from
take a carcass.
Immunologist and butcher, and have to change the title.
Yeah, very peculiar, you know. I can make mince. My main job was making mince, by the way. You know,
so you probably make a decent burger, do you?
Well, initially it was a bit sort of unnerving. All the blood and guts would put you off, And the worst was the maggots, Andrea. Did you ever work in a butcher shop yourself?
No, but yeah,
sometimes
no.
a piece of meat would fall behind the bandsaw and maggots would grow on
it.
Oh,
God.
So I had to learn how not to be squeamish, but yeah. that was a bit disturbing.
So do you think, is that what your kind of interest in science first?
You know, I think it might, because I remember vividly seeing what lungs looked like for the first time, or a stomach. You think these parts of the body, I could see them. And if you're an immunologist, you work on these things called lymph nodes, which is a part of the, they're called sweetbreads. If you're in a cow, it's lymph nodes are where you're immune. Yeah. I saw those for the first time. I remember vividly thinking, oh, that's what it looks like. You know, I can see it. You know?
That's where it came from. Yeah, that was part that's of really it. Interesting. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
Never.
Yeah, no, either did I.
I escaped it. I'm not quite sure how I got away with it. How did you escape it?
Well, you were
nearer than me, too.
I don't know how I managed to get away with it. I did go to German college, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
More interesting, probably, was it?
I went to Multi Farnham.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
right.
To German college there. Yeah. It's quite strict, actually.
Yeah. Now, for some reason, I dodged it. I didn't like the sound of it. I didn't fancy it. You know?
If you won the lotto, where is your dream holiday destination?
I'd go as far away as possible.
Would you?
Where there's no internet access. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, right, okay.
To escape.
Do you like the idea of being off the grid?
Escape the tyranny of our iPhones. That's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're all, and you can't escape it. You're checking it, aren't you? You know. So I'd go somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which is miles from anywhere, you know, and then really escape. Because holidays have to be about escape, haven't they? And doing something different and being able to unwind in a way that's relaxing. And I think the best way would be to go away somewhere. And something like Pitcairn Island. How about that? In the middle
Where
of nowhere.
Where is that?
That's in the middle of the Pacific
right.
Ocean.
So that's sort of
way.
Your, yeah, like very remote.
Very remote.
Rural.
Where nobody can get at me. That'd be great. You know,
where you won't bump into anyone from Ireland.
That's the main thing. You probably would, though. Have you ever noticed wherever you go, you bump into somebody
Always
from Ireland?
Always end up meeting
escape.
Somebody from Ireland, yeah. Do you have a favourite person to holiday with?
The family. My wife and kids, definitely, you know, because that's when I have the most fun. So I think holidays are about friends and as well, remember. I'd hate to go away on my own, you know. I think it's more fun if you're with your loved
agree.
Ones.
Yeah,
really
I have no interest
you know?
In holidaying on my own.
No, you might meet new people, having said that.
No.
But my dream...
Clearly, we don't enjoy our own company either, like.
No, and now the boys have grown up, you see. So to meet them on holiday, you get time with them because they've left home.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great to meet
And
up
would
them.
You still, even though the kids are now in their 20s, would they do a little bit of a holiday with you?
Oh, they would. They would. Mainly because I pay for it.
Yeah. So, love it. That's the only reason to holiday.
Exactly.
You've
got to bribe them, you know.
Yeah. And where do you go with them now that they're older?
Well, one example is in January, actually, Tenerife. We had a week in Tenerife. In
but
the
isn't
first
that
week
really
in January.
Nice to be able to do that still with the kids? They're both in their 20s now,
aren't
they?
They're both in their 20s, yeah. And they came to Tenerife. And the first week in January, I'd never been there before, actually. And
nice.
It's easy to get to. The flight isn't too long. So we had a lovely week in Tenerife in January.
It does what it says in the tin, isn't it? It's just beach, sand.
Beach, exactly. Yeah.
Easy, accessible.
And we booked a nice
around.
Resort where everything was laid on. So it was very, very, very simple. Very nice holiday.
That'll become a sort of an annual event now, will it?
I think maybe. You never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was glad you're right. They came with me, which was nice. You know, will they go again? We'll have to wait till next January and find out.
Do you have three things you can't holiday without, Luke?
That's tricky, isn't it? I think a good book.
What do you like to read in holidays?
Not science, let's start with that. So a book at the moment I'm calling, it's called The Awakening. It's a history book. It's about how the medieval age awakened, you know,
okay.
the dark ages. I'm in the middle of that. I love a good book. You can escape and relax, you know. The second thing is some kind of boat, because I'm a big into the sea, by the way.
Right.
And in Roche's Point, it's very maritime down there. And we'd often have boats and go out in the boats.
I didn't know this about you. What do you sail?
Yeah. Well, I had a motorboat for a while.
Right, okay.
I had a rib, it's called. I've had motorboats over the years, but there's great sailing down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Crosshaven is nearby. Yeah. Good friends of mine, and they have yachts, and we go out in the boat. So being on the water, I think, is a great feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very sort of refreshing.
I think there's something, though, when you kind of grow up, similar for you and Bray, when you grow up close to the water, like you tend to like to live near, you know, the coast, holiday near the coast.
You do. And when I went to London for my PhD, the one thing I missed was the sea. I really missed it. I could feel this draw. I don't know what it is. There's something going on there, isn't it? You know? And it's the waves and the noise and the smells and all that kind of thing. So for me, summer holidays have to involve the sea and a boat.
Yeah. So some kind of book is one of the three items you're bringing.
Some kind of book, a boat of some kind.
Yeah.
And then, very importantly, sunblock.
Yeah.
To protect your skin.
Absolutely.
Because as we all know, sunburn can be very dangerous. So.
Do you have a favourite holiday song? What does it remind you of?
I've loads of them. I've lots of trouble. I've loads of them. Yeah.
Well, so you're into you play music.
Oh, I do indeed. I did say Mungo Jerry, but you've had that at a thousand. Times have you in the summertime is the big one there.
Yes, we have. Yeah,
no, Aztec Camera. does a great song called Somewhere in My Heart. And the opening line is Somewhere in the City and the Air is Still.
Oh, yeah.
It opens with that, you know, and it's great. Great chorus. You know, that's one of my favourite summer songs.
And that's, and what does it remind you of?
Oh, London as well, actually. So
really?
I was in London.
College times.
That was the hit of the summer in 1990. Remember, every summer there's a hit, you know. 87, that was the song of the summer. So when I hear it, I'm transported back to the summer days in London.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a big memory. Yeah, we're going to leave listeners with your favourite summer tune today. But before I do that, if they haven't heard enough of you, you were back in Brighton early at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I am. Anton Savage is on his holidays. So yeah. I've interviewed him about his holidays.
I have to get him in next.
I think he's gone to Florida, actually. But I'm standing in for Anton. So tune in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
But you're in over the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
I am doing a few for him in the coming weeks, which I'm looking forward to. It's a bit different from the day job. You know,
Look forward to having you. Listen, it's been lovely to chat to you, Luke.
Thanks,
I know we see you.
Great fun.
Yeah, passing up and down in the office each day. But nice to hear a little bit more about you. The fact that we all know an immunologist, but now too a former butcher.
Now we're talking. Exactly.
Luke O'Neill, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.